From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Two explosions near a train station in Turkey's capital Ankara have left at least 20 people dead, many more wounded. The blast struck just ahead of a large peace rally today. The rally was planned to call an end for the conflict between the Turkish security sources and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The Obama administration says it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels who are fighting Islamic State militants. Meantime, a top Syrian rebel commander says he thinks recent rebel success on the battlefield could lead to an escalation in Russian military intervention. Jamie Detmer reports.
General Salim Idris is a man divided. He's jubilant at the successes Free Syrian Army rebels have notched against President Bashar al-Assad, whose forces launched ground offensives with support from Russian warplanes this week. The biggest Syrian government offensive is near Hama.
The regime lost more than 20 tanks, lost a lot of soldiers and officers and vehicles.
Idris says he fears that now that the Russians are intervening, the West will reduce its overall support of the Syrian revolution, not wanting to become embroiled in a Cold War-style proxy war. The future of the revolution can only be decided, the general says, by those fighting on the ground. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Gaziantep, Turkey.
AP reporting that a mayor says a group of suspected jihadists attacked a village in central Mali, killing a local official. Aruna Bellum says the attackers are suspected members of the radical Messina Liberation Movement. This is VOA News. North Korea.